Been too long, long, long since I ate from the bread that makes me whole. It's been too long, long, long since I heard a word to still my soul. It's been too long, long, long since I drank from the river that brings me life. But I know I'll get back home one day. It's been too long, long, long since home was anywhere you are. It's been too long, 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 and I've been searching near and far to find that place where I belong. I swear I'll never find it here, but I know that I'll be home one day.
Good evening. It is such a blessing to be here. Thank you for taking an hour out of your busy Wednesday night to come and hear music. I'm Anne-Marie Eklund. I'm a guest in the Village this week, and I am playing with some really incredible musicians, and I want to take a minute to introduce them to you. Craig on drums. Hand for Craig. The beautiful backup vocalist is Katrina. Mr. Ken Lyson on mandolin and bass. And Nathan Eklund on trumpet and backup vocals. You know, I've had the privilege this spring of recording a CD. I've been writing music for a long time and kind of had a dream come true and did an album. And this is my little plug. It's going to be in the bookstore tomorrow and Friday and Saturday on sale. And holding profits from some of that CD and I and my producer and all the things that went into that profit. So if you like what you hear and want to hear more of it, most of what we're doing tonight is on that CD. And you'll find it in the bookstore tomorrow. So that's where to go to look for that. We're going to start out with a song that talks about the journey and God's faithfulness on that journey. I wrote it my senior year in college. It's called Keeper.
Keeper of
Thank you. Well, you know, I think it's funny when you decide you want to start writing songs, because you write them for a bunch of different reasons. And sometimes you write them because your heart's aching and you need a way to express that, like a poet writes a poem or an artist paints a picture. And I think sometimes you want to write to express to someone else how you feel. And sometimes you just want to write because you know that what you're feeling, somebody out there has felt before. And I guess if I hope anything from this hour that you sit in here and listen, I hope that you feel something that I sing that you feel too, because I think you will. And I just hope that's just something I want to share with you, that I hope you feel some of the things that I say. That doesn't sound very eloquent, but I'm an English major, you know. Should have said that better. That's what I mean. The next song I wrote, it's called Who You Are, and it's a song about the things that are important in love and how easily it is for us to want to love someone with conditions. Well, I'll love you, but you got to be this way, or I'm going to love you, but I need you to do this too. And just being able to really be in love with someone and let those things go and take them for who they are. And so that's what this song's about. To me to turn this ball of clay, sitting half finished upon the potter's wheel, into nothing more than one huge mess. Seems I always want something more than I've got. If it isn't just what I imagined, I'll take my turn playing creator. Could I ever learn that the gifts I'm given are just what I need, instead of wishing for something else? Could I open up my eyes and see and take you for who you are and know you for who you are and love you for who you are, who you are? I will take you for who you are and know you for who you are and love you for who you are. Your eyes so sparkly bright, and the hand that reaches out to bring me along with you, I'm amazed at the grace inside of you for me. And sometimes I wish I could return it, but my head spins circles. I'm spinning. If I haven't learned by now, I don't know if I'll ever learn. There's a lot of darkness inside of me, a lot of room for grace to shine. Well, I pray that it would shine and teach me to take you for who you are and know you for who you are and love you for who you are, who you are. I will take you for who you are and know you for who you are and love you for who you are. If I haven't learned by now, I don't know if I'll ever learn. There's a lot of darkness inside of me, a lot of room for grace to shine. Well, I pray that it will shine and teach me to take you for who you are and know you for who you are and love you for who you are, who you are. I will take you for who you are and know you who you are and love you for who you are, who you are. And that will take you for who you are and know you you for who you are. I will take you and know you and love you for who you are. High school English, and in the fall of 1997, I student taught in Spokane, Washington at North Central High School, which is located in the poorest neighborhood in Washington State. And my master teacher wanted me to know the kids, and so he said, Anne-Marie, on the way to school some days, drive to school through these neighborhoods and watch where these kids are coming from. And so I did it one time, and I couldn't do it again. And I don't know if it was because I was young or interested in being in a relationship with these kids, but I heard a lot of stories that really ached my heart and realized that war is not just in Yugoslavia or in Baghdad, but war is on our city streets right now with our high school kids. And this song came about because of that, and it's called Frontlines. It features Nathan on trumpet. Struggle for the door. The streets are littered and empty. As you make your way past the crack house, you kick the bottles from your path. The echo of the stillness, your companion. You're standing on the front lines, all alone, you're fighting to survive. Too young for the years you've known. You've seen too much to let it pass you by. Now you're holding on to nothing, 'cause it's all you've ever owned. It's a tough world out there, and you're all alone on the front lines. Dad, he up and left you, and your mom is never home, and the gunshots fill your head with screams as you sing yourself to sleep. You huddle in the dark, you're scared and alone. You're standing on the front lines, all alone, you're fighting to survive. Too young for the years you've known. You've seen too much to let it pass you by. Now you're holding on to nothing, 'cause it's all you've ever owned. It's a tough world out there, and you're all alone on the front line. The This is a new song I just wrote about a week ago. It had its little debut performance at our cabin. I played it for my mom and my brother. They're the only ones who've heard it. It's called Sometimes We Fall, and it's in a response to a question that Aaron, who is the dear guy of my life, posed to me about perfection and who we are and all that good stuff. So, you know, say the timing isn't right, you're waiting just until we finally reach perfection. Well, I say love, it is the journey, at least that seems to be my recollection. I hate to waken you from the daydream where you live, but hurting it must come along with the loving that we give. Seems I have no sense at all, only what I know is true, still be true. Even if sometimes we fall. Stories about how we once were remind me how we only treasure what was loving. 'Cause intertwined with all the joy were the moments when we left each other hurting. But we must believe in the pain along the way, the ache and the sorrow, it's the price we have to pay. Seems I have no sense at all, only what I know is true, still be true. Even if sometimes we fall. Beside me through the sunshine.